You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Sound off with me, folks, on a night when the Celtics needed a win, and they got it. They get back into the win column with a 117-107 win over the Suns out in Phoenix to end a two-game losing streak. And is that even long enough to consider a losing streak? I don't know. That's the longest losing streak they've had all season, but it is over. They did it without Kristaps Porzingis, who was out tonight with right hamstring tightness, and everyone on the team stepped up. The bench played well. The starters all had their moments to shine throughout the contest, and the Celtics led for the final 37-plus minutes of this game en route to their 10-point win. Phoenix did get back to within 5 points during the final 4 minutes, but Al Horford comes up clutch, bangs home a three-pointer from the left corner to essentially end the game for the Celtics. Bumps the lead back up to 8 with just a couple minutes to go, and the Celtics outscored the Suns 10-5 over the final 2 minutes of the game, all while Jason Tatum scored 13 points during the fourth quarter. We're going to talk about a lot tonight. We're going to talk about Boston's ability to respond throughout the game, Al Horford's clutch abilities that we just touched on, the Celtics hunting out mismatches, Luke Kornet's impact in overcoming Kevin Durant's monster game. Let's get right into it. Here's our first comment. All right, our first one's coming in from Boston Chowda. Love the name. Here it is. Honestly, there was times throughout the game where I thought we were going to blow it. Thankfully, we kept responding back and being resilient, which I loved. Also, I love Tatum finally coming back to form with 22 points in the second half. Chowda, you are right on, man. I love what you're talking about here. The Celtics' ability to respond. They've been doing it all season, and they did it again tonight. They had a 15-point lead that at multiple stages of this game. During the third quarter, that dropped all the way down to 3. And what do the Celtics do? They respond with a run to bump it back up to double digits. Again, during the fourth quarter, Phoenix goes on a run. The lead is down to 5 with just 4 minutes to go. What do the Celtics do? They respond by outscoring Phoenix 10-5 over the final couple minutes of the game. And all of that did feature Al Horford's big three-pointer that we're going to touch on more. That one changed the game, and the Celtics rolled from there. But the ability to respond, as you're saying here, Boston Chowda, the Celtics have had that ability all season long. This feels like one of the greatest differences between this season's team and last season's team. This team, I mean, granted, they're coming off of a couple games where they didn't finish the games well. There was one game where they blew a 22-point lead, obviously, during the fourth quarter to Cleveland. That has not happened much this season, okay? That was an aberration. We do not need to worry about that becoming a regularity for this team because it's just not in their DNA. The DNA of this team is that when the going gets tough, they are going to respond. That's exactly what they showed tonight. That's exactly what they've been showing throughout this season. A high majority of the opportunities that they have had this season to respond, either in the middle of a game, after a loss, in this case, after a couple of losses, when they have opportunities to respond, they do it. And the biggest reason why, in my opinion, is that this top six fits together so well. They don't take bad shots. They play for each other. They share the ball. They make the right play. Very rarely do they turn the ball over at a high rate. They usually take care of the ball. When you add all of these things together, combined with all of the skill that they have, one through six, and then getting into the guys that are beyond that with Pritchard, Cornette, Hauser, the Celtics are simply built to respond to adversity. They did it again tonight throughout this game, throughout the second half. You love to see it. It's just a continuation of what we've seen all season long. There is a reason that they are standing atop the NBA with 49 wins, one win shy of the 50-win mark on March 9th. It's impressive, and the biggest reason why is because of their ability to overcome adversity throughout games and between games. The Celtics have been the best in the league at doing that. They showed it again tonight, and that's how they logged their 49th win of the year. All right, next up, we got Benjamin Lind coming in saying, Al Horford forever and always, and it's in all caps. Yes, can we all give a round of applause for Al Horford, because Al Horford is the guy who sealed this game for the Celtics. Again, the Celtics, their 15-point lead drops down to 5 with 3:55 left to go. You could feel that the pressure was mounting, especially because of what had happened in the prior two games with the Celtics blowing that 22-point lead in Cleveland. They didn't finish out the game very well in Denver. So you felt a little bit of pressure. The squeeze started to come in a little bit, thinking, oh man, I hope we're not seeing this again. And we weren't. And the Celtics moved the ball to perfection. Jrue Holiday finds Al Horford wide open in the left corner. And when he caught that ball, you just knew Al Horford was making that shot. He was 0-for-6 from three-point range the rest of the night. But you knew when that ball touched his fingers, he was dropping it through the hoop. And he did. He drilled it from the left corner with 1:55 to go. And as we talked about, after that, the Celtics finish off the game with a 10-5 run to close it out. It all started with that Horford three. And let's give Horford his flowers, okay? This isn't the guy who the Celtics and the fan base probably thinks about when you think of who do the Celtics want to take a shot in the clutch. That's usually going to be one of the other guys, probably Tatum, maybe Brown, maybe Derek White, maybe Jrue Holiday. You know, at times it's probably going to be Porzingis. Al Horford is probably sixth on that list of the people that everyone thinks about taking a clutch shot for the Celtics. But this is a guy who's been doing it throughout his entire career. He makes big shots. Why do we call him Playoff Al? That's why. He comes up in the clutch. He's always ready to deliver when his team needs him most. That's exactly what he did tonight to close this win out. And let's not forget, he started the game off well. Okay, he had 12 rebounds during the first half alone. I tweeted out tonight, this is an insane stat. The last time that he had 12 or more rebounds in the first half of a game was 11 years ago, February 25th. 2013. Insane. This guy is going on 38 years old, putting up stats that he hasn't accomplished since he was 26 in the NBA. So we all know Al Horford still got a lot left in the tank. He definitely still has the clutch gene. He showed it tonight, drills that three-pointer to essentially end the game for the Celtics, and they just cruise from there. Next comment coming in from Aislin_94 on X saying, was hoping you could talk about how the offense seems to stray away from the more traditional route where the point guard initiates offense. They hunt mismatches, and just from the eye test, it doesn't seem as effective sometimes. Aislin, I can understand what you're saying here. Sometimes I think the loudest moments are the ones that shine through the brightest for people, and I can totally understand that. I think when we all think of the Celtics seeking out mismatches, I mean, we just saw that the other night with Jason Tatum getting the mismatch on Darius Garland, right? Like, that's what the Celtics wanted. That's what they hunted out. They got it. Jason Tatum got a pretty decent look at the basket. He just didn't make it. So those are the moments, I think, that ring through the loudest and that we all think about with the Celtics hunting out mismatches. Now, when we talk about it not being effective, if you do, it's either this or that, right? If you think that the Celtics are doing this all the time, you also have to consider the fact that they have the best offense in the NBA. So clearly something is working. Now, if you're just talking about them doing that and searching out and hunting mismatches during crunch time, that's a little bit of a different story. Although, as you've probably heard over the last few days, the Celtics have been pretty darn good in clutch time. And again, I think tonight's game is going to qualify as that because this was a five-point game with less than 4 minutes remaining. So they wound up finishing this game off. But truthfully, when we're talking about hunting out mismatches, I'm totally okay with this because that's what teams need to do in the playoffs to be successful. Like, yes, the free-flowing offense is going to happen. Yes, all the guys are going to get shots throughout the game. But in the NBA playoffs, it all comes down to mismatches. You need to find the weakness of the other team. You need to diagnose it, and you need to figure out how to attack it. The Celtics are preparing for that right now. Every single time you see them hunt out a mismatch here in the regular season, that is prep work and practice for what they are going to need to do during the playoffs in order to be successful. So at times, if it doesn't operate as you would wish and as we all hope in operating and ending with a basket, that's okay. It's practice. But then at other times, it does work out. And those are the moments that the Celtics are going to remember. They're also going to get better and learn from the opportunities that don't come to fruition the way that they want them to. So this is all about practice. This is all about what is going to lead to success during the playoffs. We've got to see that. Now, also that being said, the traditional point guard, I don't think the Celtics really have a traditional point guard on this roster other than Peyton Pritchard. And I would even argue that he's more of a scorer than an initiator of offense. Now, tonight, Derek White is the closest thing that the Celtics have to a pure point guard, and he winds up with 9 assists and 2 turnovers. So while Derek White might not be the guy who's bringing the ball up the floor every time, he is the guy who's winding up with the ball in his hands as the Celtics get into their motion of the offense, and it might not be the initial action that you see in the offensive possession. It might be the secondary action that you see where Derek White is the guy who's got the ball in his hands, and he's supposed to find where it's supposed to go. So don't just look at who's bringing the ball up the court. Look at who's dishing out these assists. And tonight, with their two guards, with Derek White and Jrue Holiday, 15 assists compared to only 5 turnovers. So yes, the Celtics do hunt out mismatches as they should. They're going to have to do that in the playoffs. And I'm talking about game sevens. I'm talking about NBA finals. If they get there, they are going to have to hunt out mismatches, and they're going to have to win those mismatches on a consistent basis. But at the same time, you know, they don't have that traditional point guard that get that Jason Kidd, that Chris Paul. They don't have that guy on this team. They have a bunch of guys who can score, dribble, pass, and make decisions, and that's exactly how they operate their offense for the majority of the time. And that's obviously okay because this team is the best offensive team in the NBA right now, and they might wind up being the best offensive team in the history of the NBA. Next up, we got Charlie Gessner, and he is saying pretty solid defense all night long. Our offensive rebounding was on point, and Cornette was elite off the bench. We needed this one. Cornette, elite off the bench? Absolutely. Let's give this guy his flowers as well. Comes off the bench on a night when Porzingis was not playing and the Celtics needed a big man off the bench to play at a high level. All Cornette does is come in with 20 minutes, shoot 6 of 7 from the field with 5 dunks, 14 points, 6 rebounds, a block shot, all in 20 minutes. He finished with the game's second best plus-minus rating at plus 12, so the Seas outscore Phoenix by 12 points during his 20 minutes. That's a pretty darn good rate. Joe Mazzulla talked after this game about Cornette's ability to kind of conduct the defense and being that guy who's in the back communicating, telling everyone where to be, and being able to diagnose when he should go over and help. And tonight, that one block, that was on help defense. I believe it was on Bradley Beal on a layup at the basket where Cornette just timed it perfectly, came over just late enough where Beal didn't have an opportunity to pass it to anyone else, blocks the shot. But all night long, Cornette was giving the Celtics exactly what they needed at both ends of the court. A rim-running threat on offense, great screens, rebounding the basketball, contesting shots, switching when he needed to switch and playing great defense with that, and then really communicating on that back line of the defense. He was outstanding tonight. Luke Cornette just continues to prove over and over and over that while many people don't associate Luke Kornet with a really strong rotational piece of a championship contender, well, his play is saying otherwise this season. He has been reliable from the start of the season until now. Joe Mazzulla has given him his flowers after the game, saying that he is extremely underrated with his ability to communicate and run a defense. He's been doing it all season. He's scoring the basketball at an efficient rate. And remember, this guy came in the league as a three-point shooter for the New York Knicks, so he's got touch. He got to the line tonight, swished home two free throws, so you're never worried about when he gets to the line. Just a great all-around performance from Luke, and one that the Celtics really needed on a night when Kristaps Porzingis was out with that hamstring strain. All right, last one coming in here from Jacob Too Cold, another great name on X. He says, glad sees one, but what a KD masterpiece. He's unreal. And man, he was unreal tonight. 45 points to lead the game, 18 of 26 from the field, also grabbed 10 rebounds and dished out 6 assists to lead the Suns in that category. But the crazy thing about these 45 points and his 18 of 26 performance from the field, which, by the way, is 69.2% from the field. He also shot 57.1% from three-point range. He was just locked in all night long. But the craziest thing about this is that Boston played pretty darn good defense against him all night. I mean, I have vivid memories of Jrue Holiday's hand essentially touching Durant's face while he's firing up these shots, and he just swishes it home. Tatum all over him, Jaylen Brown all over him, Al Horford all over him, and yet that high release with his probably 7-foot lanky body that he's been able to get his shot off for his entire career, he continued to do it tonight, and it's just when he's locked in like that, it's essentially impossible to slow him down. It's impossible to affect his shot. All he sees is the bucket. It doesn't matter what's between him and that bucket. He's locked in. And the Celtics did pretty much everything they could do tonight to try to get him to miss. He just didn't. He was locked in. He scores 45 points. He was outstanding. However, it was not enough. And that's what stands out tonight. You've got a guy, an all-time Hall of Famer, probably top 10 player in the history of the NBA, going off for 45 points, 10 rebounds, and 6 assists. And his team still loses by 10 points. And this is on a night where the Boston Celtics were missing one of their starters. Obviously, we don't want to overlook the fact that Phoenix was also missing arguably their best player right now in Devin Booker. He is an MVP candidate. He's been great all season. He did not play tonight because of an ankle sprain. But regardless, when you've got one of the best players of all time going off for 45 points on 18 of 26 shooting, and you still managed to win that game by 10 points while you are missing a starter, a critical player to your rotation, that's pretty darn good. So again, give it up to Kevin Durant. He was outstanding all night long. The Celtics did play strong defense against him from start to finish. It wasn't enough to slow him down, but in the end, it was enough to grab the win. A great night for the Celtics, a great night for KD as an individual, but the Celtics are the ones who came out on top, and we're looking forward to this rematch happening again. Next Thursday night, the Suns are in town in Boston at TD Garden for a 7:30 matchup. You can watch it on TNT. I'm going to watch it from the Garden. And right after that, I'm going to come right here and talk to you guys again. I appreciate you for sounding off with me tonight. I appreciate the comments. And I can't wait to see you guys again Monday night after the Celtics take on the Trailblazers out in Portland. Have a good night, folks.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.